You're listening to The Soft Podcast, your space for fascia-focused healing and body autonomy. Every episode brings you practical tools, real-life stories, and the science of trauma-informed transformation. Take a breath and let's explore what's possible together. The intricate world of fascia extends far beyond its basic definition as connective tissue. This remarkable living network serves as a biological recording system, capturing and storing every experience our bodies encounter. Think of fascia as nature's built-in journal, documenting everything from physical injuries to emotional traumas, creating a detailed map of our life experiences that persists long after the events themselves. When we experience overwhelming situations, our fascia responds protectively, creating physical adaptations that can become deeply ingrained patterns. These adaptations might manifest as persistent pain, chronic tension, or areas of numbness, all serving as physical bookmarks of past experiences. Consider how a rubber band changes when stretched repeatedly. Similarly, our fascia adapts to protect us, but sometimes maintains these protective patterns long after the initial threat has passed. This protective response, while initially beneficial, can lead to lasting changes in how we move, feel, and respond to our environment. The relationship between fascia and trauma is particularly noteworthy. Whether it's physical injury, emotional distress, medical procedures, or boundary violations, these experiences leave their mark in our fascial network. For instance, someone who experienced a car accident might develop chronic shoulder tension, not just from the physical impact, but as their body's ongoing response to the trauma. This physical memory can persist even after conventional medical treatments and when conscious memories of the event have faded. Soft, somatic-oriented fascial treatment approaches these physical patterns with a unique perspective, viewing them not as problems to be fixed, but as stories waiting to be acknowledged and gently released. Take the case study presented in the text, a person struggling with persistent back and shoulder pain who had tried various conventional treatments without success. Through Soft, they discovered their pain wasn't just physical. It was their fascia holding onto old stress and fear patterns. By approaching these sensations with curiosity rather than resistance, they began experiencing relief, demonstrating how acknowledgement and understanding can facilitate healing. The text introduces a practical self-awareness exercise called body mapping, which serves as an entry point into fascial awareness. This simple yet powerful practice involves drawing a basic body outline and marking areas that feel different, whether tight, numb, or heavy. This exercise isn't about diagnosis or analysis. It's about developing awareness of your body's stored experiences. It's similar to creating a topographical map of your physical sensations, helping you understand where your fascia might be holding tension or memories. This mapping process can reveal patterns you might not have previously recognized. A crucial aspect of fascial healing, according to the text, isn't about erasing or forgetting past experiences. Instead, it focuses on creating space for new experiences while helping the body rediscover a sense of safety. This approach acknowledges that our physical patterns, even uncomfortable ones, originally developed as intelligent survival mechanisms. The goal isn't to judge or fight these patterns, but to understand and gradually release them, allowing the body to create new, more adaptive responses. The text emphasizes that these fascial patterns aren't flaws or weaknesses. They're testimonies to our body's resilience and adaptive intelligence. Just as a tree's rings tell the story of its growth through various seasons, our fascial patterns tell the story of our lived experiences. Through approaches like Soft, we can learn to read and respond to these stories, creating opportunities for healing and growth. This understanding highlights the importance of treating our body's responses with respect and patience. This deeper understanding of fascia as a living, responsive network fundamentally changes how we might approach physical discomfort or persistent pain. Rather than immediately seeking to eliminate symptoms, we might first pause to listen to what our body is communicating through these sensations. This shift in perspective, from fighting against our body's patterns to curiously exploring them, opens new possibilities for healing and self-understanding. Acknowledging that our physical experiences are intricately connected to our emotional and psychological well-being. Thank you for joining us on The Soft Podcast. If you found today's episode helpful, explore more resources and tools at thesoftapproach.com. Until next time, remember, Gentle attention is the beginning of embodied change.